Blog Talk Radio. Hi, this is Latrice Collins, and welcome to the Career Brand Blog Radio. I am so excited. This is our very first show, and in today's show, you're going to learn all about the foundation to the career brand. So we decided what we're going to give you are clips of nuggets of information each day so that you can, on your way to work, learn a little bit more of what you need to grow and to excel in your career. So let's get started. In this show today, we're going to focus on a couple things. First of all, I am Latrice Collins, and my focus is to help you build and develop your career brand. My background has been working in corporate as a corporate executive for a couple decades. I'm not going to push how many. And in that time frame, I've had this fantastic opportunity at growing leaders and helping people to excel in their career. So now, I'm taking that to the streets and helping each one of you learn those secrets to the trade and how to move yourself up and be you in the process. So, in this particular show, we're going to start off, and it's just a quick 10 minutes, we're going to start off by just talking about the brand elements. Now, this is the career brand elements, and there are four of them that answers the question every hiring manager asks. So get your piece of paper and your pencils and get ready to hear these four items, especially if you're a person trying to get promoted, trying to get out of that dead-end job, or trying to get a job that you desperately want. If any of those sound like you, you have to know this. So we're going to go ahead and get started, and the career brand model has four key elements. The first element is expertise. Now, that's what you're used to on what's on your resume and what you know, right? Expertise answers the question from any employer, what do you know? So when they're thinking about who gets the promotion or who gets the job, the first thing that comes to mind is, what do you know? The second element is image. Now, image answers the question, how will you represent me? In other words, whether you're going to be an admin, a bagger, a cashier, a senior executive, or even a minister, whatever your role is going to be for that organization, they have to know, how are you going to represent me when you're talking to our customers or our clientele? The third element answers, is character, and character answers the question, what will you, how will you fit with me? So now understand, each one of these particular elements are not as what you would think on a surface level. So right now I'm giving you the big picture, and then later on in future episodes I'll break them down more. So right now, all character is asking is, how do you fit with my team? How do you fit with my organization? And I have some slides that's also available. So if anybody's following along, just feel free to click through the slides and you'll have all these questions there, just in case you don't have time to write it all down. Now, the last question and the last element is impact. This is the one most people miss. So get this, guys, get this. Impact answers the question, what will you do for my organization? So let's just get real for a moment, okay? In reality, there are 50 people applying for any one job, who narrows down to any one job. All hiring managers, all promoting managers always have to answer the questions in their head. What's your expertise? What is the image? What's the character? What's the impact? They're asking when they're asking those questions. What do you know? How will you represent me? How do you fit with me? And what will you do for me? Because the bottom line is, you could be extremely smart in your one area, right? You could be the best project manager out there, the best HR person, the best cashier, the best nurse. Doesn't matter. That's just one of the elements. Expertise is only one. But you have to also be able to say, how do you fit? What's your service quality like, right? You have to be able to say what image you're going to make. But the big one is impact. And I tell you this, guys, if you're able to measure what you do, no matter what it is, to be able to say, I make this kind of impact for the company, talk their language. So with impact, when I say talk their language, that means identify what your bosses or the hiring manager considers important. And once you understand what's important, whether it's the customer service ratings, whether it is the profit margin, how many much you did in sales, how many projects got launched, whatever is important to them, and you find that out by asking them. Ask them what they think is important, and whatever that looks like, now you shape everything you do to align to that category. So that on your performance review and during the interview and during the brainstorming discussions, you're always thinking like the manager and the leader thinking based on what impact those decisions will make on that organization. Is that making sense to you? So those were the four. Those are the four basic questions. We only have about 5 minutes left, so I can't do a deep dive into those four, but I can do one better. So one, if you're interested, you can always go to our website, which is www.thecareerbrand.com. Some people pronounce it the careerbrand.com, thecareerbrand, thecareerbrand.com. So if you can go there, we have plenty of webinars and workshops that we do. But more important than that, we also have a way that you can reach out to me and let me know what you need help in so I can make sure as we go forward that we have workshops specifically designed for your need. And yes, I will listen to you. Yes, I will work on as much as possible finding the answers for your specific situation. It might be, I am struggling with this crazy manager. How do I hold my tongue and yet still present myself in the right manner? It might be, I'm lost. I don't even know how to do this job. And how do I ask for help without making myself look bad? It may be, I'm struggling in communicating with people. It could be a number of different things, and we'll cover it here on the Career Brand. Now, one other thing I want to share with you that I'm so excited about. We've come up with a new series called the Prime Series. And the Prime Series is for Power Ready in Minutes. Power Ready in Minutes. Now, that's for the busy person. I don't know about you, but my day starts off in a run, and it doesn't end until I just pass out by the time I get to my bed at night. So if you're a working mom, or if you have a heavy job, or if you're just a man flexing all the kind of things to do, you don't always have time to go to an eight-hour class or to listen to an hour program, but you might have time to listen to a 15-minute broadcast. So my promise to you is that we're going to do a Prime Series, and in that Prime Series, it's 15 minutes or less, where we'll give you nuggets of information based on exactly what you've already asked for. So once we get more input from you on what you want us to talk about in the show, once we get that from you, we're going to do more and more shows. And that way, you get to tune in every day. You can look at our archives, or you can just listen in on the shows that we're doing at that moment and get 15 minutes of power. That means buckle up. Because if you think I'm talking like with high energy right now, you wait to the next show, because the next show is where I'm going to talk about a couple things. We're going to be talking about knowledge, skills, and ability, that fantastic item that everybody looks for when they're making performance decisions on who gets the biggest bonus and who gets the biggest raise. So we're going to talk about that tomorrow. Then we're also going to talk about networking skills. There's networking 101 and there's networking 102, and how to like bring it forward, how to make those things happen, right? How do you utilize the time frame when you're networking with people in the right way, and how do you not feel you know, how do you keep from feeling uncomfortable? A lot of people, including myself, believe it or not, have a very hard time on really having to go forward and having to just talk to strangers, and you feel like you're being fake. And the one thing about the career brand is this is about how do you become a better you, not about how do you become fake for somebody else. So we're going to give you those nuggets every single day. We're going to give you those nuggets to help you figure out how to become that much stronger. If you all need to reach us, feel free to call at 214-814-4177. Or again, you can reach me. Again, I am Latrice Collins at info@thecareerbrand.com. Or you can simply go to our website at thecareerbrand.com. Again, that's thecareerbrand.com. This has been fantastic. We're really excited of what we have to offer you guys. And we look forward to really helping you to build your career and build your quality of life. Until next time, again, I am Latrice Collins. I look forward to talking with you soon. Bye-bye. Have a great day.